Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Quadrilatero neighbourhood in Turin, a once rough area that was transformed by the power of its restaurants alone. Our guide is Monocle's Chiara Rimella.
The capital of the northwestern Italian region of Piedmont is an orderly, placid place. Walking around Turin's streets feels more like ambling in a French town on the other side of the Alps rather than in boisterous Italy. Perhaps it's not surprising, then, that a common stereotype sees the Turinese as Italy's coyest citizens, often adverse to experimenting. Customs here are hard to upset, traditions are deep-rooted, and that's obviously also true of food. Bistros and restaurants trying to timidly innovate the food scene have, of course, started popping up over the years. But Piedmont remains a land of old-school fodder. This is a place for slow-cooked meats, aged cheeses and dense chocolate. It's food with a vintage aftertaste, the kind of dishes that feel like they should be consumed in seasoned trattorias or 19th-century cafes. It is from one such institution that our tour of the city's central neighbourhood of Il Quadrilatero begins. Set in front of the majestic white church of La Consolata, the Café Albicerin is a tempting counterpoint to its holy neighbour. When Mass was finished, Turin's good society used to take a seat and indulge in the café's sinful specialty. Made up of espresso, hot chocolate and whole milk, the Bicerin earned its name from the small glass it was served in. It's the definition of a decadent breakfast, but it'll definitely work wonders to fuel your explorations for the day. Truth be told, Il Quadrilatero is particularly easy to navigate. That's all thanks to the perfectly perpendicular road grid it inherited from its origins as an ancient Roman camp. Turin was born on these grounds in the 1st century BC as the military outpost Julia Augusta Taurinorum. The octagonal Piazza della Repubblica may feel like a snag in this tidy grid, but, like many of Italy's market squares, it's the heart of this neighbourhood. When asking for directions to reach it, don't make the mistake of calling it by its official name. All Turinese only know this place as Porta Palazzo, that is, the name of the market which takes place here every day from Monday to Saturday. Whether you're after sea bass or salame, ciabattas or chestnuts, you'll find anything among these noisy stands. This is, after all, Europe's biggest open-air market. Ever since its beginnings in the 19th century, Porta Palazzo has been the place where the city's newest residents came to peddle their wares. First, it was the farmers who'd relocated from the Piedmontese countryside. In the 1960s, it was the turn of the southern Italians, and nowadays it's a mixture of the immigrants who have converged here from northern Africa, South Asia and beyond. That's why, other than pungent Piedmontese Toma cheese and Bra sausage, you'll smell all manner of Middle Eastern spices here too. There was a time when this square, like the neighbourhood surrounding it, was considered one of the roughest in the city. Everything changed dramatically around 20 years ago when a series of restaurant openings transformed this neighbourhood into an evening hangout. Perhaps no other restaurant was as instrumental to this process as the Tregalli. Riccardo and Federico Di Giuli first set up shop on charming Piazza Emanuele Filiberto in 1997, and since then, dozens of bars, cafes and trattorias have followed. None has managed to outdo the Tregalli's reputation as the best table to book for dinner in the area. Nowadays, chef Andrea Cuni heads up the kitchen and has taken a careful but inspired approach to updating Piedmontese classics. Start things off at aperitivo with a glass of one of the region's many full-bodied reds, Barolo, Barbera, Nebbiolo, you pick. And whatever you do, don't skip the vitello tonnato, thinly sliced veal meat drowned in tuna and caper sauce. It may sound like an odd combination, but it's a fail-safe and a time-tested recipe, like so much of Turin's age-old nostalgic fare. For Monocle in Turin, I am Chiara Rimella.
This has been episode number 117 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Chiara for the tour in Turin's Quadrilatero neighbourhood. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.